Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The ceasefire holds. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says, despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding on its third day. He also said a multi-nation task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations do not spread and the halt in fighting can continue. France's foreign minister is calling for a meeting of the task force without delay to discuss reported air attacks on rebel-held areas. Iranian moderates have won a majority in the country's top clerical body, the Assembly of Experts. Two leading hardliners were defeated in their bid for re-election to the 88-member assembly. That is the body that will pick the country's next supreme leader to succeed Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. State television reported Monday that moderate President Hassan Rouhani and his allies won 15 out of Tehran's 16 seats in the election for the assembly. Overall, the moderates will hold a 59% majority. A new U.S. political survey shows businessman Donald Trump taking a commanding lead in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. CNN ORC said 49% of Republicans support Trump, more than his four remaining challengers combined. In the Democratic race, the poll showed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with a widening lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Both Republicans and Democrats are getting set for nominating contests Tuesday in 11 states, the biggest electoral day so far in the campaign. Somali authorities have arrested six people in connection with Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab in Baidoa. At least 32 people were killed, more than 60 wounded. This is VOA News. Unrest among refugees fleeing the Middle East is spreading along European and Balkan borders, as we hear from Heather Murdoch.
Along the Greek border with Macedonia, refugees and other migrants try to break through the fence to get in, while Macedonian police fire tear gas, hoping to keep thousands of people out. The turmoil in Greece is only part of the bottleneck, as tens of thousands of people clamor to get out of Syria, into Turkey, and on their way towards Europe. Analysts say with the approach of spring weather, the crisis will get worse. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
An American college student detained in North Korea has publicly confessed to attempting to steal a political banner from a Pyongyang hotel. Otto Warmbier appeared before a group of domestic and foreign journalists on Monday in the North Korean capital, accompanied by North Korean guards.
I regret my actions more than anything. I apologize to both the Korean people and the government.
The tearful 21-year-old University of Virginia student was visiting North Korea with a tour group. He was arrested last month before boarding a plane out of the country. He has been charged with committing a hostile act against the state with the help of the United States. The Indian government has pledged to spend $13 billion on rural welfare projects to help millions of farmers who have struggled with monsoons and crop failures for 2 years in a row. Presenting the annual budget on Monday, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley outlined plans to double the income of the country's 120 million farmers by 2022. Pakistan has executed a man who killed a governor who had opposed the country's blasphemy laws. Mumtaz Qadri, a member of the police's elite force, was part of the team guarding Punjab Governor Salman Taseer in January 2011 when Qadri shot Taseer in broad daylight. Qadri was hanged in a prison in Rawalpindi Monday. Protests broke out in several parts of the country as news of the execution spread. Pakistani officials say a sale of F-16 fighter jets would strengthen the nation's ability to mount counter-terrorist operations and promote regional stability. The U.S. government this month approved the sale of the aircraft, radar, and electronic warfare equipment to Pakistan in a deal worth nearly $700 million. The remarks came Monday at the start of strategic talks with the United States. India is opposed to the sale, and some members of the U.S. Congress also oppose it. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.